In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Now, in reading this Gospel, there are two points that really stand out. The first is, when we're in a position of weakness, we ask for pity, we ask for help, we ask for mercy. When we are unable to do something, we feel our own vulnerability. And in that vulnerability, become humbled. So when the first servant went to his master, he said, "Have patience with me, I will pay all to you." And his master was moved by him. But it's funny how when we feel that we're in a position of power sometimes, that feeling changes. Because that same servant, when his fellow servant came to him and said exactly the same words, "Have patience with me, I will pay all to you," exactly the same words, in exactly the same situation, he would not. That's all it says. He would not. And he had him thrown into prison. So our experience of life often revolves around where we feel we are. Are we the stronger or the weaker party? Are we the more or less vulnerable? Are we the ones in need, or are we the ones able to provide for others? And it doesn't just hinge on things like this, but even on matters where someone has said something against me that angers me, that hurts me. That a week ago, I could have said the same thing to someone and said, "I'm sorry and I'm forgiven." But when someone comes to me and asks for the same forgiveness, it doesn't come. We need to try our hearts and see where they are exactly. It's easy for us to feel entitled to many things. To be entitled to God's love. To be entitled to God's forgiveness. To be entitled to God's patience. But when we are in a position to give love and mercy and patience to others, we are sometimes less than willing. Now that's something you would expect me to say. The second thing that is notable is this, and it doesn't really make sense. When the servant, the second servant, was not able to repay his debt, his friend had him thrown into jail until he could repay. Now the question is this, while he is in jail, how can he repay? Surely to repay, you must make money to repay a debt. We all know that. But if he is in jail, how does he repay? We often do similar things to others. We put them in a position where it is impossible for them to change things, where it is impossible for them to make a difference, where it is impossible for them to put them in a position where they are forgiven. So someone does something against me, and I suddenly put them in a position where they can't make a difference. They'll say to me, "How can I make a difference? What can I do? What can I say? What should I tell others?" And I have put them into prison. I have closed them off from any potential of making a difference. Now, the question is, what good does that do to them or to me? Because as far as I am concerned, I am still offended. Or as far as they are concerned, they can do nothing to change their offense. And so realistically, this is a very strong lose-lose situation. Is it that we get satisfaction from this? Is it that we feel that it's better for me to feel angry and feel that they owe me something? Or is it just that I am incapable of that forgiveness? Does it help them and make them into better people? We heard recently about a case where three children in Egypt made a video and they offended people and they had a sentence placed upon them. Now, what good did that do them? were they in a position to have been brought before others and apologize, repent, admit their fault, and therefore learn from the situation? Or by throwing them in the prison, did we close the door to any kind of reparation? You know, we always know, even here in our prison system, and there are people more learned than me who will know this, it is about retraining. It's not just about imposing a penalty. And when God gives us the option of repentance and confession, He doesn't just want to punish us. In fact, He doesn't want to punish us at all. But He gives us the ability to return and to repent and to confess and to be forgiven. So what we need to do with others is, when we are in a position of power, not vulnerability, is to be forgiving and merciful. And when, like in this story, we are faced with someone who wants to apologize, don't throw them into jail. We should never put them in a position where they can't make a difference, because this is damaging to me and it's damaging to them. It's damaging to me because I still feel grieved, I still feel angry, I still feel resentful, and it's damaging to them because they are still sinful and still unable to repent from what they had done. So all I can say is, I am glad that God is not us, because God deals very differently to us. I am glad that God is able, in His perfection, to always give us the ability to confess, to repent, and to return. And He is able, in His absolute love, to forgive us in those cases, and to restore that relationship, and to restore that union that we have, and that we hope to share forever in His kingdom. And glory be to God forever. Amen.